The views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers of Radio Free ARFCOM do not necessarily reflect those of AR15.com, BBS Radio, or their advertisers. When any techniques, skills, or theories are presented, they reflect the practices and opinions of the individual presenting them, but not necessarily those of Radio Free ARFCOM, AR15.com, or BBS Radio. In all circumstances, Radio Free ARFCOM, AR15.com, and BBS Radio expressly disclaim any liability that may result in the use or misuse of any information featured in this program.
Transmission begins. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
Let's go.
All this stuff you've heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the sting of battle.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty, or give me death.
Radio Free ARFCOM starts now.
That's right, everybody. Radio Free ARFCOM starts right now. I apologize for the delay. We had some technical difficulties at the studio, but our super producer, Seth, worked it all out, and no one, not rain, sleet, hail, dark of night, or technical difficulties, will keep Radio Free ARFCOM off the air. I am your host, John Gold, as usual, sitting behind the mic. We're going to just jump straight in because we are running a little bit late with Joe DeBurgolis, the effervescent Joe DeBurgolis. How are you this fine evening, Joe?
Fantastic. John, how are you?
Doing great, doing great. It's always great to hear your voice on a Monday evening. There were a couple of issues that we wanted to talk about. First of all, let's talk about the breast cancer awareness fundraiser that you have going on.
Most certainly, an ongoing attempt to assist Warriors Angels, a group of fine ladies. They're the wives of soldiers who are currently stationed over at Fort Bragg. And it's an ongoing fundraiser we have on the NRA activism thread, as well as LaRue and in the general topics area. We have some fantastic offerings and prizes there for people who are so kind to if they have a few extra dollars to donate directly to Warriors Angels. If not, prayers and best wishes and well wishes are always welcomed. Just visit the thread, and it's been really fantastic effort. We've been supported, as usual, by the great people of ARFCOM, and they couldn't be any more satisfied with our attempts. So that's going to be going on until I get back from the NRA annual meetings, which will be next week Tuesday. We'll draw the winners and make sure we push it out to the threads as to who won. And as always, in my personal thanks to everybody who participated.
Outstanding. Yeah, I love the Warriors Angels. People need to go check out their website as well. I believe it's warriorangels.org, if I'm not mistaken. Does that sound correct to you?
That's what it is, John. That's what
okay.
It is.
And speaking of the NRA meetings, you said those are this week, as you said. We've been waiting all year since last year. Why don't you tell us kind of what some of the highlights will be at this year's meetings in Pittsburgh?
Most certainly. As always, we're looking forward for a great weekend of fellowship. We're anticipating record crowds. Pittsburgh always turns out, in the great state of Pennsylvania, turns out a great response to our annual meeting. We were there a few years back, and it was the original record breaker. We anticipate doing the same. Great slate of folks coming down there for as well as the members, but we have a great bunch of entertainers as well as activists slated. Michael Reagan's going to be there to commemorate his father's 100th birthday, so we'll have him. We've got Governor Huckabee. He's headlining an event. Jeff Foxworthy's going to be there. We've got Ted Nugent, obviously, will be there. He's going to have one of his usual fantastic seminars. A lot of great people. There's something for everybody. All NRA members, law enforcement, military, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, if you show up, it's free. If not, all you have to do is join. They have special rates on annual memberships. Typically, $10 for the associated membership will get you through the door if you're not already a member. A lot of great vendors on the floor, a lot of people particular to ARFCOM. LaRue will be there, all the greats, Smith & Wesson, Colt, all the biggies. So you're going to have a great time there. The moniker we used to use is Miles and Miles of Guns, which typically is. We use every inch of vendor space in their relatively new convention hall. A lot of ancillary things happen around it, John. We've got, like I said, seminars. We've got the history of the 1911. There's a couple different things, some meetups from some bloggers going to be there. I have to just say great things about Bitter and Sebastian of Snowflakes and Hell. If you haven't gone to that blog, it's fantastic. They do a lot of good work. Bitter, or Christy, her real name, and I were in a panel last year in our own words about grassroots activism. She's a tremendous asset, and she's a Pennsylvania native. Those are the type of things. I encourage everybody who's going to go down, I'll be around. Please try to reach out. I'll do my very best, given there's going to be 70,000-plus people to meet up with you. But go to www.nraam.org, and you'll see a full slate of activities and easy access to the information you need.
Now, is this where the new board members are sworn in?
This is the meeting. New board members are sworn in, and it's typically when we do the business of the people. This is one of our biggest meetings, at the annual meeting. We get together on Monday following the board, following the annual meeting of the membership.
Okay. And incidentally, I just wanted to point out to everybody who voted for their ARFCOM endorsed candidates, we did get all of our ARFCOM endorsed candidates once again elected. Job well done to everybody out there who voted. And it's a program that we will continue to do as the years roll on.
Most definitely, John. We're going to keep doing all that great stuff. And it's just wonderful. This is our. If you remember last year, we had President Ron Schmitz on the show.
That's correct. He was on last year. And hopefully we can have him on again sometime this year.
Certainly.
We have the AR15.com Pro-Am 3-Gun event rapidly approaching. It seems like it was way off in the distance, and now I can actually kind of see it at the end of the tunnel there. We've got sponsors jumping on board left and right.
We do. Along with my partners, Jeff Kremlitz and Nick and Nate Noble down in Rockcastle, I mean, we're working tremendously hard together to put on a Class A event. Troy Industries just finalized their participation. I believe we have Matt coming on behind me here. He's a great man and a great asset. We had a great laugh this morning, but they're coming on strong. This is the first time they participated, so Troy Industries will be there. They have a fantastic firearm and a good bunch of people, so they're going to be there. We've got some announcements that I can't release, John, until after the NRA annual meeting this coming Thursday, the corporate lunch, and we have a major announcement. 300 of the industry's finest are going to be there, so it's going to be something to look forward to once we get back. Everything's rolling forward. We got a sellout, got a fantastic horse. There's a couple of questions. I believe there's one on the threads looking for round count. I talked to Jeff earlier, plan on 100 rounds of each. So I always bring more when I go, but that's what typically what he believes is going to be. But that's all going through and all the preparations. This coming weekend down at the Rockcastle Shooting Complex, if you're not going to the NRA meeting, I wholeheartedly welcome you to join the great people who are putting on the Blue Ridge 3-Gun event. I attended there last year. It was a different time frame, John. Fantastic place. Andy Horner does a fantastic job running the event. We've got a lot of ARFCOMers shooting that, and I wish them the very best. It's a very competitive competition, and it's going to be something to, if you're going to be down that area, stop by and cheer on our 3-Gun competitors.
And we will have Chad Adams on here at the next show to go over the results of that event and give us an update on the 3-Gun Nation overall standings, of course. One last thing before I let you go, Joe. We have started doing our ARFCOM action alerts, which are something that we like to put out a new one each month to let gun owners, ARFCOMers especially, know that they are not helpless when it comes to their gun rights. There's things they can do, and it's usually very simple, something as simple as sending a letter or an email out. This month's ARFCOM action alert is on the National Reciprocity Bill for concealed carry permits. You want to talk just a little bit about that before I let you go?
Most certainly. We had the alert in the newsletter. I wrote a little article on it. Basically, H.R. 822 by Stearns and Shuler is out there. We have currently 163 co-sponsors. Wholeheartedly recommend each ARFCOMer to call their federally elected congressman or woman and get their support. We need to build that through. What I can tell you, John, is that the response I've been told by the federal switchboards has been very, very robust, to say the least. So a lot of people, and I always attribute this to ARFCOM, are actually sitting there making the phone calls. Best thing to do is, if you can, visit your local office of your federally elected Congress member and make sure, respectfully, politely, that you're behind reciprocity. While you got a minute, John, I would also, because I just got a text message from one of our listeners, the ATF situation, I wholeheartedly look and encourage everyone to go to Nolo Contender. He's got a thread in the general area
GD.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
You can go to mine and NRA activism thread. We posted up currently. If everybody's following, we have Senator Grassley doing his thing in the Senate. We have Congressman Issa doing his thing with the Oversight Committee hearings. Everything's going through. We got the process work out, but make sure you follow what's going on. There's a lot of people listening in ARFCOM, a lot of people who are active in ARFCOM that are involved in this, and we're trying to get that information out. So please, by all means, go out and participate in that. Activism is very, very important, that activism piece there for us, because we really need to get that forward. And the last thing he wanted me to touch on is the ATF importability of sporting shotguns. I can tell you, May 1st is the deadline. I wholeheartedly encourage you to respectfully be let the ATF republish the address before, John. It's all over ARFCOM as to how your feelings are on the subject. We need to make sure that everybody expresses their opinion. I can tell you from the Free Gun World, Chad Adams and Pete Brown from Free Gun Nation have been talking to all the competitors. They're with us lockstep, so we're going forward on that issue as well.
Outstanding, Joe. Thanks for all the updates. As usual, it's great to talk with you. Thanks for taking some time out of your personal life to keep us updated on all the latest and greatest from the NRA and from your personal endeavors, which never cease to amaze me, I will admit.
Well, it's always good talking to you, John. I appreciate everything you're doing, and you have a great show.
Thanks a lot, Joe. That's Joe DeBurglis. He is member Direct Action on AR15.com, an NRA board member and friend of all black rifle enthusiasts across the globe. He did touch a little bit on the ATF thread in general discussion. It's a huge thread. It's tacked at the top of page one by Nolo Contendere. He updates it quite frequently with all the latest news concerning that Project Gunrunner debacle that happened. We all know about that. Keep updated on that thread. He keeps it very up to date with the latest news, and it sounds like there may be some contempt charges filed from Congress. We'll see what happens with that. Also, as Joe said, we encourage you to contact your local senators for the ATF importability, the shotgun importability ruling. That could very, very definitely impact our gun rights going forward, so please contact them on that. Now, a program we started about 2 months ago, we cast our net far and wide to collect correspondence. We're ideally going to get one from each state, possibly even more, as many as we can get. Our Radio Free ARFCOM correspondence, we call them the ARFCOM Freedom Force. And if you would like to be one, please send me an IM, radio_free_ARFCOM. Send me an IM on AR15.com, and I will send you the information on what we are looking for. It's not a full-time gig. It's really just something so we can have people in place all over the country. So if anything big pops, any big news stories or legislative actions that we need to be aware of, we have boots on the ground in that area of operations so we can cover the story for you. If you're interested, please send me an IM or an email. Coming up next, we have the first report from one of our RFA correspondents. This is our correspondent in Connecticut. I'll let him introduce himself. Seth, go ahead and roll the audio.
Hello, my name is Dave McCarsky, and I'm, my screen name is Dave CMOC. I've been an AR15.com member since 2005. Last year, a few Hometown Forum members and I attended the Friends of the NRA banquet in Southington, Connecticut. We had a great time and hope to do it again this year, but it didn't work out. I'm planning to secure an ARFCOM table for next year, so we don't miss it again. In 2010, Wayne LaPierre, the executive vice president of the NRA, was the keynote speaker at the banquet. There was a silent auction and numerous gun raffles. I was amazed at the attendance, which was about 800 people, making the banquet the largest in the country. I wonder what went into putting it on, and I'm here today with Ray Hanley, the organizer of the event. We're in East Hartford, Connecticut, at our local Cabela's, and Ray agreed to meet me here for an interview for the Radio Free ARFCOM podcast. Ray, can you tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I was born and raised here in Connecticut. I was down in Naugatuck and worked for the phone company for 36 years, spent some time in the military. And shortly after retirement, I got wrapped up with the NRA, Friends of NRA dinners. And that was the first one, was 1992. And we've been doing them and having fun since. So it's one of those deals that just came, come along. I work with it. I've been working on legislative matters for a number of years, and between the ILA and the NRA, it just seems to be the thing to do if you're interested in the sportsman's rights.
Okay. Could you tell me what the Friends of the NRA is?
Yeah, we're a nonprofit organization, actually a foundation, where we have these dinners throughout the country. There's roughly 1,000 of them throughout the country. And in the state of Connecticut, we have six right now at this year. Our Southington dinner was the first one of the year. And we were lucky enough to have quite a bit of support this year. We had close to 1,300 people at the Aquaturf on the 18th of March. And our numbers aren't solidified yet, but we're going to be somewhere around net of around 60,000. Now, what is the plus side of that is the way the foundation is set up and the way these dinners are set up. For instance, we'll say, just for numbers, our profit, our net was 10,000. Of that 10,000, 5,000 goes to the headquarters in Fairfax for mostly educational funds. Nothing goes to salaries or anything like that in the NRA. And the remaining 5,000 comes back to Connecticut in the line of a, or in the way of a kitty or a bank, if you will. So each dinner puts half of their profit into this kitty or bank. And once a year, we have a meeting where all the grants that have been applied for are gone over, looked at, and we allocate the money out of this bank. Now, just for instance, since 1992, when we started, just our committee, what we refer to as the Nutmeg Committee, we've had $317,487 allocated since 1982. Since 82, our participation in numbers of people have been over 8,000, and we and grow each year on that. So we've contributed as a group of dinners since our inception over $407,000 throughout various organizations in the state. And obviously these organizations are nonprofit. For instance, the Boy Scouts have been recipients of our grants, various gun clubs, junior clubs, establishing junior clubs, different women's participation events, the Connecticut State Junior Rifle and Revolver Association, the high power and the low power. We've been supporting them since our inception, going out to Perry, Camp Perry, and so forth with that. So none of the money goes towards any kind of salaries, as they say, or anything else. It's allocated throughout the state. Now, any, and I'd like to get the word out there, Dave, that, you know, we're looking for recipients. There's no fun, in my opinion, raising this money if we can't give it out.
Right.
I mean that. And it's one of those deals, and everybody wants to be a Santa Claus. Well, gee, that's a heck of a lot of fun doing that. So, you know, if their grants fall under the parameters that are set up, then we're more than happy to review it. Now, on these grants, we have three options when the committee meets. We can either let the grant go as it's written with that amount. We can deny it if it doesn't fall under the parameters or if it doesn't seem to be helping the people in Connecticut. Sometimes we get nationwide grants, which as a rule, we'll put those aside, and if money's left, then we'll look at it. But we primarily, our personal philosophy is to help the people here in the state who have been supportive of us. So that's how it's done. And as I say, there's many organizations throughout that have been recipients of these, and we're looking for more, to be honest with you. As I say, women's events, Women on Target is one of the big ones. For instance, the Rockville Club up there has a Women's Day every year where they furnish everything, meals, and do the whole thing. And it's quite an event. As I say, Boy Scouts are receiving it, and we're trying to enlarge every program that we're involved in to get more people involved. And my personal thing is the more kids we get involved, the better off we are. And we certainly like to get more women involved, too. Right now, we're working on grants for next year. But as I said, Dave, I'd like to have more clubs and organizations be receptive of this. Now, one of the ways you can do that is to go online, or you can contact me. All the grant applications now can be gotten offline. They can be, matter of fact, submitted online. So it's not hard to do. All the parameters are there. The guidelines are there. And if they meet those parameters and guidelines, we're ready to go.
Yeah, I looked at it this morning, and I believe it was friendsoftheNRA.org. Up at the top, there's a button to click on for grants. It's got the applications, it's got the parameters, the requirements. It looked like it was pretty easy to do. And I believe that the closing dates are in October, so you got to have your applications filed by that by that time in order to qualify for the grants.
Yeah, we have a cutoff date in for obvious reasons, but that certainly gives you enough time to, you know, give it some thought, get your club together, you know, come up with a goal. And we'd be more than happy to try to reach that.
Great. So what does it take to put on a banquet like the one in Southington?
You know, it's one of those, anytime you're trying to sell anything, and let's face it, the way we are selling here, we're trying to sell this banquet. As I say, I was lucky enough to, for number one, you don't need a large committee, you need a good committee. I mean, our committee consists of roughly 12 people, and we don't use that 12 all year. It's a matter of having a group that wants to work together, have some fun, and raise some money. What it takes is someone who's willing to do the legwork and the leadership. And we work with an NRA rep up here by the name of Eric Hewlett. I've known Eric since he was a kid, and lucky enough we were getting him here as a NRA rep. And we get a package, if you will, from the NRA. Every dinner has the same package. And depending on the size of your dinner, of course, if you have 300 at a dinner, you're not going to have the same size package you're going to have with 1,000 people.
Yeah.
So we purchase or go out and try to get donations to fill the need that you might really have. You need a secretary, you need a treasurer. Handling tickets is always the fun. I mean, there are people out there who have done a wedding and try to figure out whether Joe sits next to Mary's group or whatever. You want to try that with 1,000 different people and who goes where. But anyway, that's the fun part of it. It it takes a lot of work. I mean, when we start, I started the night of the dinner. I reserved the AquaTurf for March 18th of next year. So if you're not doing anything March 18th of next year, other than recovering from your St. Patty's Day, come on down.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Look forward to seeing you. Unfortunately, we've reached the point where we have to cut off. What I mean by that is I'm still working on the details of it, but we're going to have to have a shutoff date of early in March. Why? Because they're just in the rubber walls of work. We're going to be doing, I'd like to keep the attendance to 1,100 for a lot of reasons. Comfort of seating. One of the complaints I've received so far on this year is people couldn't get close enough to the tables to see what we're offering. And that's kind of hard when you're turning people away, for now, I think. I did have to turn people away this year also. I don't like doing that. And it's, but by the same token, there's only so much room at the inn here. So next year it's going to be an early cutoff date, first part of March. And it's going to be a 1,000 insofar as the reserve seating is concerned. And I would suggest that groups who wish to participate get tables of 10 reserved. It's the best way of doing it. I mean, that way there you're sure to sitting with your buddies, sitting with your club. But we also take into consideration that not everybody belongs to the club. Or they might want to come with their wife or, you know, just a family member or just a couple of friends. But then you have three or four people coming in loose. And it's hard when you have open seating to get people to sit together. So we're going to have assigned seating for the remaining 100 people or so. But I would urge strongly that they consider a table and get your group of 10 at the time. There is a lot of team activity toward the end of it. Well, we start in January, actually. Our mailings are going out, and I do first-class mailing. They don't do bulk mailing. Everything is. We have a look-and-stick party where the committee gets together and sends out our notices of the event and take it from there. From first, we wait until after the first of the year and then really get into it.
How many volunteers do you have?
About 15.
15? How about on the night of the dinner? About 15 as well?
Well, we have 15, and then we'll also bring in people who will help us sell tickets and run the games and so forth. The night of the dinner, we're going to need more than 15, but we have some great people come in giving us a hand. And as I said, I got to the point now where we have three generations out there. I have my son and grandchildren, they're working too, and other families too. So,
who's your keynote speaker this year?
It was Dan Lavalla. Dan came in and he did a live broadcast from 3 to 6, and he was good enough to be our speaker for the evening, and he did a great job in it. Dan's a great guy.
I listened to him on the radio, he was a good guy.
Yeah.
He's definitely on our side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You said the banquet raises about how much money? You said about
our net this year should be, as I say, they're still doing the numbers. We're going to net about $60,000.
That's a great number. It's a lot of money.
So $30,000 will come back to the state. And as I say, it's no good unless we can give that money out to worthwhile funds.
Right.
Organizations.
It seems that the Southington Banquet seems to get the most press just because of its the size of it. But are there other events in Connecticut?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, Dan. As a matter of fact, Dave, I have a list of them here. The next one is going to be April 7th at the Banquet Hall up in South Windsor. It's the South Windsor Committee putting that one on. That's April 7th at 6 o'clock. And we have another one coming up over in the Groton area on Thursday, May 12th. Then we have another one coming up over in Wallingford at Sandry's down there on Friday, June 3rd. And we have one more over at the Elks Lodge in Torrington on May 6th. And there will be another one over toward the Danbury area I don't have the date on that one. That committee is still putting their dates and so forth together. So if you'd like to have that.
For guys that aren't in the Connecticut area, you go on the Friends of the NRA website. You can click on your state or enter your zip code, and you can find out the dinners that are near to you in your home state. And I believe that they're in every state.
They are. Yeah.
I looked at the map, and you know, I couldn't believe how many there were.
About 1,000 across the country.
That's great. A little bit off the subject of the dinner or the banquet, do you know of any Connecticut-specific gun laws? You said you were involved in the ILA half of the NRA. Are there any Connecticut-specific gun laws that the NRA is working on for us?
Exactly. And one of the most idiocies, I guess I could use that word, is that large-capacity magazine ban. So
the legislature is looking to ban rifle and pistol magazines, anything over 10 rounds.
That's correct, Dave. And as I say, we had a hearing on that on the 23rd, I think it was, up in Hartford at the Judiciary Committee. And it was one of the most well-attended hearings I've been to. We had to have pretty close to 200 people up there testifying on that bill. Interestingly enough, there was only about three that I know of that testified in favor of that bill. The vast majority, I mean, overwhelming majority, was opposed to the bill for the obvious reason. Because, number one, it doesn't serve a useful purpose. As we all know, the amount of rounds in a magazine certainly isn't going to deter crime or have anything to do with that, which we'd like to think was the purpose of it. One of the things that we would like to see is the restoration of the Illegal Gun Task Force, which we had here a few years ago and which was very effective. But with the wisdom of some people up in Hartford, they withdrew the funds from it, and as a result, we don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
Rather than wasting time, in my opinion, with this type of legislation, we would like to see the restoration of that illegal gun task force get out in the streets, because nobody wants illegal guns and the bad guys off the street more than we do. To say that this capacity magazine bill is going to be a cure-all is ridiculous. I just fail to understand where they think that we're going to be able to lower the crime rate with decreasing the number of, or banning the number of rounds in a magazine out there. It just doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, and I agree 100%. You said something about a Sunday hunting bill?
Yeah, we're working on and we have been for a number of years, working on a Sunday hunting bill that would be applicable to bow hunters. We feel we have a chance with the archery hunting. With firearms hunting, it doesn't seem to be as well received as the archery bill does. So what we're working on is Sunday hunting on private land only. And I like to have that understood, that we're talking about private land. We're not talking about getting into the state forests or anything else like that. And quite honestly, if you look at it, as a landowner, I have a choice. If I choose to allow a legitimate enterprise to go on my property, that's my business. Mm. And to say that, or have the state say that, no, you can't do that, goes a little bit against the grain here.
Right.
You know, so with a lot of people, I mean, yeah, not just me. So we're not trying to interfere with the activities of, be it hikers, or bird watchers, or whatever. We respect all of that, bikers, respect, you know, all of them. Bear in mind, we're talking private land right now. And insofar as the safety factor is concerned, I'd like to point out the fact that we have one of the safest hunting records around. I mean, it speaks for itself. And to think that Sunday hunting is going to be any more dangerous than Tuesday hunting, bear in mind the fact that the fellows are out there in the woods on Tuesday are the same ones that are going to be out there on Sunday.
Right.
So it's not a new group we're going to cultivate from somewhere and put them in the woods on Sunday. They've established their safety record, and we're willing to stand on that. We ask the legislators to have an open mind on this and give it a fair chance.
Okay. All right. Just want to say that I understand that planning this banquet's got to be a lot of work, but it's appreciated. We had a great time last year. You guys are able to put together an event that raises a lot of money, and a lot of it, 50% of it comes back to Connecticut. And I also appreciate you taking your time to meet me here and talk with me for a few minutes.
It was fun, Dave. It was nice meeting you, and I wish you well.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, everybody. That was Dave Mikorski, our Connecticut correspondent. His ARFCOM screen name is Dave, C-M-O-C. I want to thank Dave a lot for that interview. You learn something new every day. I did not know you couldn't hunt on Sunday in Connecticut. That's interesting. I live in a pretty religious state myself here in Utah, but we are allowed to hunt on Sunday, so I found that pretty odd. Hopefully some of those bills they're putting forth in Connecticut can get through, and the ones that obviously the high-capacity magazine ban can get struck down. The hype over that since the Arizona shootings has just been ridiculous. So anybody who would like to be a Radio Free correspondent for their area, please get a hold of me. Send me an IM or send me an email, and I will shoot you off the information of what we are looking for and what we're trying to do with that program. That is our ARFCOM Freedom Force. If you want to join, just let me know. Well, here we go with the meat and potatoes of the program, as it were. I met these guys at SHOT Show this year for the first time, and I heard a lot about Troy, and I'd never been able to meet the people that work for the company, and they brought some of the coolest stuff that we saw at SHOT this year. I mean, just some really jaw-dropping cool stuff. And I was excited when I found out they were going to be on the show with us today. We have Matt Skutnik from Troy Industries. Matt, how are you this evening?
Doing well, John. How are you?
Doing fantastic. I apologize for the delay. We had some technical difficulties, but we are here.
No problem at all. Very, very happy to be here with you guys.
Wanted to thank you for taking some time out of your family time to come and be with us. And Matt did bring a bag of goodies for you guys to win. So let's talk about that right out the start. Let these guys know what you guys are going to be giving away. Do you want to go ahead and tell everybody what you have for us?
Sure. We have a handful of things here. We've got two sets of our folding battle sights. We're going to be offering the two rears with our diamond-shaped DOA aperture sights, which are brand new, and people are really digging those, and our standard M4 front-folding battle sights. So we'll give two pair of those away. We also are going to be giving away our drop-in M4 carbine black MRF rail. So anyone who's got an M4 out there with the plastic handguards, jump out and try to get that drop-in rail. We're going to be giving away 6 2-point Troy black battle slings, which are really nice. Got a nice bungee system in there and a pull cord. They're really great. And two of our new battle axe butt stocks for standard mil-spec receiver extensions. So if you haven't checked those out, they're very cool, streamlined, all-metal butt plate. Really, really nice. So hopefully you guys will dig the stuff and let us know what you think about it.
So I'll tell everybody how to enter. It's our standard format for entering a contest. There is a thread in the Troy Industries forum right now. Just go to ar15.com, industry, scroll down to Troy Industries. There's a forum, Radio Free ARFCOM Troy Industries giveaway thread. If you would like to properly enter, what you need to reply on that thread is one of Troy's most famous slogans, which is, go ahead, Matt.
Battle ready.
Battle ready. That's right, guys. Go type in battle ready, and you will be entered. We'll run the contest through Friday night, approximately midnight-ish. Usually we close at about 11:30 Mountain Time, so I don't have to stay up too late every night or stay glued to the computer, although I usually am anyways. But we'll close it Friday night at 11:30 p.m. Mountain Time, so the people that catch the show on podcast can still have a chance to enter as well. So the thread is up now, guys. Go and enter while Matt tells us about a lot of cool new stuff coming from Troy. Now, when I first heard about this first product that we're going to talk about, I was very, very impressed, and I did an article about the product, a little short write-up about it in the last AR15.com newsletter. Troy Industries is getting into the magazine business. Is that right, Matt?
That is correct. That is correct. We launched this product actually two SHOT shows ago, so I know a lot of people have been waiting a long time for it. These guys are right about to be released. Should be 4 to 6 weeks. And our goal with this magazine is to pretty much be the best magazine out there. coming out as just as good or almost as good or a little cheaper is not going to cut it. So I can tell you from experience, I've seen these magazines just be brutalized over the past year or so, tested, durability tested. We've had them out with Special Forces units. They had a lot of really good feedback on them, and one of the things that Steve Troy, who's the CEO of the company, is willing to do is make changes, even though it may delay a product, but what you're going to get in the end is going to be well worth the wait. So these are 30-round AR-15 mags. They work in the HK416. They work in the SCAR. You can get a 3-pack for $42, which is a really great price comparatively to some of the other mags out there. And, you know, we hope that when they come out, everybody will see that they're the best magazines out there.
Now, these are a polymer mag, correct?
They are. They are. It's a military-grade proprietary polymer. Reinforced feed lips, so you don't have to have a clamp on the top, so you don't have to worry about your feed lips spreading if you have the mags loaded too long. They've got an aggressive scale pattern on there, kind of like fish scales. If you run your hand one way, they're smooth. Run it the other way, you got a real solid grip, so you don't have to worry about getting them out of your pouch or out of the gun. They've got total drop-free design, so when you hit that your mag takedown, it's going to drop right out without any questions. Also comes with a nice little rubberized pull tab, so you don't have to buy an extra tab or anything to put on the bottom of your magazine. So if you want to reach down and grab them out of your kit with two fingers, or just use them as a stabilizing device, it comes with it. If you don't want it, you can just take them off. So it's a great little piece for like I said, $42 for a 3-pack. Definitely try them out and let us know what you think.
So you say 4 to 6 weeks. The buzz has been building for quite a while, so I'm sure people are excited.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we know it's been a long time. We released them. We had a lot of really good feedback. The thing with polymers is changes aren't easy. It's not like with aluminum. It's a lot easier to make quick changes. You have molds and different plastic configurations. But, you know, we're confident. And like I said, we're going to be coming out with a lot of stuff to show just how durable these things are. So keep your eye on our webpage, and we'll have some videos and some really great stuff to watch, and just show you how durable these magazines are and how reliable they are.
Yeah, I'm really excited to get my hands on some of these and give them a little run for their money and see what they can do. Because I know Troy is just known for putting out good stuff, so I have no doubt these are going to be top quality, and the price is just amazing. A 3-pack for $42, you said?
Yep.
And, yeah, that's just a
we'll
great price.
We'll be taking, you know, pre-orders in the next within the next week. We're going to start up, so they're ready to go, and we're really, really excited about this. This is a huge project for Troy. You know, we've been a pretty much an all-metal company for a long time. We've come out with our Battle Axe stock, our grip, and the magazine. You know, all these are all new ventures for us, but it's going to be well worth the wait.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about some other things that Troy has. You guys are known for your versatility enhancements, all kinds of little products that you have for guns just to make them that much better. Let's talk about some of the newer ones and some of the classics that you guys are known for.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, everybody knows Troy for our battle sights, or if you do know Troy, you know of us as mainly our battle sights, which pretty much have set the industry standard for folding battle sights. Some of the biggest companies in the world, you know, firearms companies are using them, Smith & Wesson, Sturman, Ruger, POF, LaRue, LWRC, it just goes on and on. So they've pretty much set the standard in reliability. But for the versatility enhancements, we've come out with a lot of new small items, which I was really pushing for, which, you know, let you get introduced to Troy but without having to spend a lot of money. Our new Ambi Mag release is great for single-hand mag changes. We have a new Ambi Safety that's coming out that's really nice. And I don't know if a lot of the guys use these Ambi Safeties. You get the levers are so long on the right-hand side. If you're a right-hand shooter, they kind of jab into your finger. So we've shortened that up and refined those. So they're for an Ambi Safety, they're really nice. We have our new Ambi Charging Handle that's going to be out soon. It's another product that we released at SHOT, previous SHOT. It's a very complex item, but when it comes out, it's going to be really nice. So you don't have to worry about, you know, grabbing from one side. You can grab from whatever side your hand's free. We have a bolt release, ambi bolt release, which I love. Nothing's worse than holding a pulling your charging handle back if you have a jam and having not being able to lock it open without reaching over and grabbing the, you know, your bolt safety on or catch on the other side. With this, you can just pop your finger up from your trigger and lock the bolt open, which is it's really nice if you ever run into any sort of malfunction. And I think that's it for the versatility enhancements. These are all like really, really innovative, useful products that are, you know, are very cheap, and you really you get your bang for your buck out of them.
Yeah, that's one thing I love about some of the Troy products is you can get just a little, you know, $30 product, and it really enhances your rifle. That's what I really love. And this ambi controls for left-handed shooters like myself, I mean, that I can't say enough about that. I mean, it's about time somebody's
definitely something the M4 and the M16 have been lacking for a long time. So we started off with a lot of the sling enhancements and ambi sling stuff, but now that we've come out with all these things, I'm really digging them. So I definitely encourage you guys to check them out.
Real quick, why don't you go ahead and throw out the website for everybody? I'm sure people are like, oh, I want to go check this out right now.
Okay, website is www.troyind.com, troyind.com.
So go check out their website, everybody. All the products that we've talked about today, except for the battle mags, which aren't ready for shipping yet, are available on the website, correct?
Correct. We've been so busy after SHOT, and I say, you know, AR-15 was just awesome for us at SHOT Show. We've been selling out like crazy, so you may find one or two items that may be out of stock, but most of the stuff is available. If it's not, it will be very shortly.
Okay. Now, let's talk about a cool little thing you guys have for a gun that I bet 80 to 90% of our listeners own. Whether you're an AK guy or whether you're an AR guy, whether you're a 9mm guy, whether you're a 45 guy, chances are you own a Ruger 10/22. And you guys have this chassis for it that is just badass. I don't know how else to say it. This thing is just awesome.
Yeah. If you're like me, and I'm sure anyone else out there who owns an M4, like you said, you've got a 10/22 sitting in your gun safe or in your closet somewhere. And it's time to take that thing out and get it up to speed. And if you haven't seen the T22 chassis, you said it right. It just kicks ass. This is basically it's an entire chassis system. Some people may be familiar with our M14 chassis or our Mini 14 chassis. This is basically the same thing for the 10/22, but it basically puts it into an AR style platform. So you've got an AR collapsible butt stock compatible with any standard AR stocks. I believe it's a commercial tube on this one, but I'm not. I'll have to double check. It also has the standard M4 pistol grip compatible with any standard M4 grips, and it gives you either the choice of a quad rail, which is our tactical version, or our modular rail based off our TRX Extreme design, which is a sleek, streamlined rail with a monolithic top rail, and then you can put smaller rails along the side where you want it. And it basically brings the 10/22 into the 21st century. And it looks great. It free floats the barrel, so any of you guys who have bull barrels out there or do those kind of shooting, you don't have to worry about, you know, it being compatible with any of your bull barrels. Works with standard barrels. And drops right in. Installation is relatively easy, and you know right off the bat you have a much better functioning machine. And it also includes, which is a first for Troy, is our spring-loaded battle sights, which are built directly into the rail system. So you don't have to go out and buy another set of sights. You know, most of the guys are going to use scopes or red dots, but if you need them, you just push a button and you pop up your front and your rear folding battle sights.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, if you guys haven't seen this, please go to www.troyind.com and check this out. This little 10/22 chassis, it is just awesome. I mean, you're going to see it, and you're going to have it. I know as soon as I laid eyes on it, I was like, oh, wow, my 10/22 is really lame now.
Yeah, it's really nice, and it's relatively affordable. I mean, you know, the gun itself is running around 170, 180, up to 200 for the stainless. The chassis runs the Tactical runs 329, the Sport runs 299, but you basically get a free flow rail, a whole chassis, a collapsible buttstock, a pistol grip, and folding sights all in one package. So it's really affordable, and it'll definitely take your 1022 up a notch.
Yeah, you take your 1022 to the range with your buddies with when it's got one of these on it, and you're going to be the kid on the block. Everybody's going to be, oh, let me shoot it, let me shoot it. Oh, I got to go get one, I got to go get one. They're just really cool. One thing you guys brought to the SHOT Show that I really liked was an AR-10, and the AR-10s are really becoming really popular. I don't know what it is, but it just seems like in the last year or two that the 308 battle rifles have become very, very popular. And you guys have a new rail system for the 308 battle rifles?
We do. Everybody seems to be getting into this 308 kick, the AR-10, the DPMS, the Bushmasters. And we originally had our 308 MRF rail. And if you have a 308, you know there's not too many choices out there for free flow rail systems. We just recently converted our TRX Extreme to work on the 308, so now what we have is a 7.2, a 12-inch, and a 13.8-inch modular free-flow rail system based off our TRX Extreme design, which is super lightweight. I mean, if you own a 308, you know they're heavy. You pop one of these on there, and you don't even notice the difference. It's free-flow, it's all aluminum, it's super vented cooling holes. It's got a vented system for enhanced surface area. And, if you have a 308, go out and check this out because you're going to want to get your hands on it.
Yeah, this rail, what you spoke about, the weight, that's the major issue with most of the people I know that don't want to get into the 308. But when you start adding lightweight stuff like this on there, it makes it a really user-friendly platform.
Yeah, absolutely. If you throw a quad rail on a 308, you know, you're not going to be wanting to lug it around. I've got one, put a bull barrel on it in to boot, and, you know, you sit down and you don't really move. But this one's so light, you pop it on there, you can put your vertical foregrip flashlight on there, and it really turns it into a rifle that you don't mind lugging around.
Now, one more thing I wanted to talk about was when you guys showed up with your 308, it had a really cool little stock on it that had a built-in GPS.
Yes, yeah. This is our new NAV stock, and it's basically an enhancement to our Battle Axe stock. This is something that we've got a lot of requests for from Special Forces and Army guys who are basically getting the Fortrex 401, the Garmin Fortrex 401, and they had been duct taping it to their stocks or to their arms. And we had several requests to build one into a stock. So we did. And basically is a cutout for our Battle Axe stock. And the GPS snaps and is embedded into the side of it so that locks in securely as you're patrolling or whatever you're doing. If you're hunting or whatever, you can just turn the rifle to the left. Or to the right, we're working on the AMBI version now, and instantly tell where you're at. And this was something that was huge for us at SHOT Show. All the military guys are into this. We'll see how it plays out in the commercial market, but it's definitely very cool to have if you do any sort of hunting or hiking or anything like that where you're out with your gun, or you're in the military and you want to know where you're at and where your buddies are at.
Yeah, it's a really, really cool product. I'm surprised that it took this long, to be honest with you, for someone to actually do something like this. Now that it's out, it seems almost like, oh, you know, we should have had this years ago, but it's really cool product.
Yeah. Troy tries to be on the leading edge of innovation. I mean, everybody says it, but, you know, we're pushing and pushing, and I think if you looked at last SHOT Show, you looked at this SHOT Show, you're not seeing a whole lot of new stuff coming out of a lot of the bigger companies, but if you come to Troy's booth, you're going to see 15, 20 new things every year. Steve pushes and pushes to get, you know, on the cutting edge of technology and get new stuff out there. And, you know, it's one thing we pride ourselves on is trying to be innovative and innovative for the right reasons. You know, Steve is a military, police, law enforcement. He's got years of training. Everything that he designs is done with
with the reason, well thought out, and that's one of the best things about our products.
Now, are you guys going to have a presence at the NRA meetings?
I believe we have a booth at the NRA, yeah.
Okay, so people who are attending, please go check out the Troy booth. I promise you will not be disappointed. I spent a lot of time at their booth, probably longer than I should have at SHOT, just because they have so many cool little just things there. Just all anything you can imagine to make your guns more efficient and more user friendly. It's really great stuff from Troy. Matt, thanks a lot for taking the time out, coming on the show, bringing some free stuff for the listeners, and telling us about all these great products from Troy. I really appreciate it.
Okay, well, I just want to say a thanks to everyone at AR-15. The staff there has been just awesome to us. What you guys did for us at SHOT Show was great. Being back on AR-15 and in the forums has been great for us. And, you know, a big thanks to everyone there and all the users of AR-15. Please come check out our forum. Let us know what you think. Good, bad, we want to hear it. If there's, you know, if you're having any problems or you got suggestions, let us know, and we'll do our best to take care of you guys. And, again, thanks again for having me on.
Oh, yeah, we love to have you guys on, Matt. And next time you guys have a blockbuster release like these battle mags, let me know, because I want to get the scoop on everybody else right here at AR-15.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
Absolutely. One thing before I go, I just want to say we're really looking forward to the Pro-Am 3-gun that AR-15 is putting on. Troy will have a big presence there, so definitely come out. We're hoping to have a tryout area to try out some short-barrel guns and some all of the new products out there, and we're really psyched to be working with AR-15 on this. So definitely come and check us out, and thanks again for everyone for having us on and supporting Troy. We appreciate it.
Since you brought it up, I'm going to have to ask, since you guys are going to have some guns to shoot at the 3-gun, are you going to have any of those quiet goodies that you showed everybody at SHOT Show?
The silencers, yes. Yeah. So I'm going to do my best to make sure we bring those out. I don't know, not many people know that Troy's getting into the silencer market right now. It's been mostly military and law enforcement. There's talk of commercial. Right now we're just doing it for military and special purposes. But on your request, I will make it my mission to get something out there for you to try out and for everyone else to check out as well.
Oh, I know. I'm not the only one that was salivating looking at some of those guns.
Yeah,
you guys
I'll try to get some of our Mark III's out there too, because that's something that was pretty big a shot. And we're working hard to get those out, so we'll definitely bring whatever we can out there. Come by, check it out, shoot it, try it, let us know what you think.
Oh, this is great, absolutely. Matt Skutnik is who he is, everybody. He works for Troy Industries. They make some of the best products for battle rifles, and even non-battle rifles like the 10/22, you can turn it into a battle rifle with their 10/22 chassis. Just awesome stuff from Troy. We want to thank Matt Skutnik for coming on. Thank Troy for giving away the free stuff. If you're not already entered in the contest by this point in the program, you better get your fingers working on your mouse and your keyboard. Go to the Troy Industries industry forum. Click on industry. Go down to Troy Industries. Click on it. You'll see the thread. I just posted the thread, and it looks like we're already on page 2 of entries. You guys didn't take long, did you? Didn't take you guys long at all. The thread's called Radio Free ARFCOM Troy Industries giveaway thread. Go there, post Battle Ready, which is one of Troy's main slogans, Battle Ready, and you will be entered. Entries close Friday night, 11:30 Mountain Time. Once again, big thanks to Troy Industries for being on. Matt Skutnik, appreciate it. I want to thank Dave Mikorski, Dave CMOC, for his report from the Connecticut Friends of the NRA Banquet. I want to thank Joe DeBurgulis, as usual, for coming on, keeping us up to date with the current state of affairs legislatively and with the NRA. I want to thank our listeners for tuning in and making the show possible. I want to thank Seth behind the scenes, getting everything done, letting us go through glitch-free through another show. I appreciate it. Everybody, we will see you again in 2 weeks. Remember now, the show is bi-weekly now, not weekly. It's a bi-weekly show. So we'll see you again in 2 weeks. I have two very, very interesting guests lined up already for it, so it should be a really good show. I promise you guys will love it. And God bless the great republic that is the United States of America.
The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache.